KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, it is football season, sporty bitches. All other sports must kneel before Zod. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a mother bleeping football Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Thunder. Love it. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, and if you want to send a message on Facebook. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. Even if he doesn't, he tends to read it just because it gives him something to do. Make him feel important and send him a Facebook message. You can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Same number for everything else. And if you were so inclined, you can watch us on Twitch. We're not coordinated like Joel and Barry were, shirt-wise. But you can watch us on Twitch. Put your comments in the chat. And if they're good, we'll get to them. Or if we have time, we'll get to them. Sometimes it gets busy, especially now. Football's here, man. I will hear no arguments against this. This is the greatest sports weekend of the year, starting tonight and ending basically Monday night. This is the best because you have all these. Well, it's really the third week of college football. Usually it's the second week. There's always great matchups. There's two fantastic matchups in state here. Now we got NFL. I particularly am not crazy about Packers Bears for my first game. You know, we see that twice a year. Who cares?
I'll be honest. I heard Barry today was complaining about, I don't care about any of their games this weekend. And I'm like, dude, it could literally be Lions Cardinals tonight.
Oh yeah,
and I would watch it.
Oh yeah, like I said, I'm not crazy about it, but I'm going to be locked in front of my television.
Consume NFL football. Like I don't. I mean, Packers Bears as good as anybody. Throw them out there.
You know what?
Same with what
I would have taken Cardinals Lions.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said. I just said it. Detroit Arizona. Yeah.
You said Cardinals Lions is better.
Oh, I don't know about that. But yeah, I don't. Especially early in the season, you put any two teams on, I'm watching. And I get it. And I think you do this as the season goes on. You get a little bit of fatigue and you're like, I don't care about this Thursday night game.
But what happens is if there's a good college game on that Thursday night, I'd rather watch that as the season goes on. But if it's not, I always watch the Thursday game.
I'll almost always take NFL. I don't care what it is. I mean, obviously, if there's, like you said, if there's an important college game on and a crap NFL game, I'll probably, and if I've invested in a college game and not the NFL game, I might watch it instead. But just in general, I don't know. I'm hungering for any NFL. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, it's, to me.
Just like last week, I didn't care about which college games that were on. I was watching no matter what was on.
Yeah, in college, I'm a little more discerning. Like, there's certain Big Ten games, pretty much anything with an Iowa in it, I don't really like watching, or an Illinois or anything like that. But in general, I mean, I go back and forth between what I like more, NFL or colleges, and it seems to go year to year. And last year, I had more fun with college football, and this year, I'm feeling more NFL. We'll just see.
I like whatever I'm winning money at more.
Well, there's that, but
which is why I like college basketball way more than the NBA.
Well,
even though I really don't.
Okay, so did we just complain about something? I'm not going to read the texter's text, but he's.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not either.
I'm excited.
He's complaining that we always complain, and now I'm complaining about him complaining that we always. Is this the inception of radio now?
It might be.
Now I'm kind of lost.
I was just
What level am I on?
I was laughing at the fact that Barry's not interested in the NFL this weekend. I just thought that was odd because I'm interested in all the NFL. So I'm not complaining. It's a happy day for me.
Is there anybody at this station besides Barry that's not? Well, I guess Charlie's probably not all that.
And Charlie doesn't care as much.
Yeah. He's still going to be Astros.
Yeah, I don't know.
Raheel probably likes colleges more.
Yeah, Raheel definitely likes college more.
But there's to me, there's nothing wrong with that. If you like college more, Dell does. That's cool. I'm cool with that. I love college football. So we're going to talk football. We're also going to have Eric Sandler in here next segment.
Yes, we are.
Talk a little.
The list is out. The Culture Map Top 100.
Indeed. And I know he worked very hard on this.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, I'm interested to talk to him. I shouldn't let Barry be the only one who gets grief for the show before us today. Because, hey, did you notice that they were wearing matching shirts?
I did when...
they were both wearing, like, undershirts, white undershirts. It's a very odd...
I just saw white shirts. I didn't pay attention to the quality of the shirt.
Well, I mean, they're like white T-shirts. I mean, I don't know. But the other thing that Joel said today that I thought was weird was... If the Astros lose a game or the Packers lose a game, sometimes he'll have trouble sleeping. He says it affects him. Like, he knows that the next day will be a good day if they win, and if they don't, might not be a good day. That's weird.
No, I think that's a lot more common than you think. I just think you don't do that. I don't do that.
Do that, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more emotional about the teams that I follow.
Who's your favorite team?
If UT loses, like, if they get blown out by LSU this weekend, it's going to ruin my Sunday.
Really?
Not ruin my Sunday?
You'll let it ruin the opening weekend of NFL?
No, it'll ruin my mood for the rest of that night. Maybe a little bit in the morning. I exaggerate.
Did you bet money on Texas?
No. I don't bet on teams that I care about. I learned that the hard way.
You just really want them to win.
Yes.
And if they don't, it's going to genuinely upset you.
Yes.
That is so odd to me.
If the Astros, most likely if they get bounced from the playoffs, it'll ruin that night for me.
Wow. Yeah.
I understand that. Believe me. That's, to me, that there's nothing wrong with that.
Your hockey team and...
Well, it doesn't ruin my day, but it's not like I go around and throw a party if the Maple Leafs lose to the Bruins again.
Yeah.
Of course, now I expect it every year, so it's not like it's anything where I go, oh, come on, man. But no, I mean, I understand that. That's part of being, and I've gotten where I don't like the word fan.
Right.
I think it's stupid. This is another thing that I think soccer has right. Supporter.
So
if you're a supporter of a team, it should be an impact on you if you're passionate about it.
And I guess I will say this. I did enjoy watching the Astros win the World Series. Like, I took joy in it, but I'm sure I would have taken more joy in it if I were emotionally invested enough to be sad if they lost. Because when they got bumped out of the playoffs last year, I was like, well, okay.
Well, see, now my whole opinion of that has changed because now that they've won it,
it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah, it was forever. We all waited for it our entire lives, and then it happened, and it was incredible, and it was emotional, and now you're like...
If they never win again, is it the worst thing?
No, they got one.
They got one.
Yeah, and it was special, and with the Harvey and everything else around it, and the Verlander trade, you're not going to match that again.
I would imagine if you win it, it's kind of like Cubs fans, like you're never going to beat that. That, I mean, when you won that one, that was like okay, however many hundred years or whatever. Okay, and now if you win another one, it's not as big of a deal. I think with Boston, it was the same way when the Red Sox finally won one. It was amazing. And I mean, I'm sure Red Sox fan loves when they win again, but it's never going to be as special as that one.
Right, right. It'll be fun if they win, but no, I get why that's part of what makes sports fun for people. And it's different because it's partially your job. So I get it. And plus you like to bet on them. I don't get that. Even like the UH game Sunday night, I was really excited about it. I just wanted to see how they looked. And it was pretty obvious to me early on that it wasn't going to be a great game, but it didn't. You know, it's not like I couldn't sleep or whatever. I just, it's like, damn, oh well, let's see how they do against Washington State in a couple of weeks. But I get it. I think that's kind of cool that people feel that way, that they care that much about it. And if they didn't care that much about it, they wouldn't listen to us.
Right.
So I'm not going to sit here and criticize people for getting upset over their teams. Some people, it's part of their lives. You invest money in it. You invest emotion in it. You invest money in their jerseys and their t-shirts and their hats.
But just letting it ruin your day just seems so weird to me.
But both of y'all have had to train yourselves to be detached, where Fred covered stuff for the newspaper. You covered the Longhorns as an actual, you had to be completely objective.
Yeah.
Most people don't ever have to separate themselves from a team like that.
But even before I was working in this business, it didn't make me, like, if my team lost, it was like, especially, and I'm talking like even before I was betting sports, if the Bills lost, it was like, oh well, that sucks.
Yeah, I've always had, I've never been able to have that kind of passion about a thing because I always had to cover it. So it's like the exception for me is the Maple Leafs because nobody here cares, so I can, right. I can be into that. But I get why people are like that. I think it's cool. I mean, that's...
You think it's cool?
Yeah, I do. I think that's
a stretch. No, I mean,
it means you care, AJ, and they care in a different way than you care about it or than I care about it, and I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I think
it's 100% cool. It's weird.
I don't think it's weird at all. I think there's more people out there like that that care that way about sports than there are that don't. So, and it's not for me, but that doesn't mean it's wrong for them.
It's wrong.
Well, okay. I'm glad you feel that way.
Yes. I'm the decider.
I'm glad you're going to tell people not to cry when their team loses.
I'm the decider.
Or not to celebrate and go punch the clown when their team wins. That's fine.
I decide what's weird and what's not. I am the judge. Maybe that should be my nickname.
The judge?
How about chocolate judge?
No, I think you're going to have to stick with, well, we're going to come up with something. I mean, judgmental, yes. I don't know about the judge. Oh, I guess judges have to be judgmental.
That's right.
Hence the name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have Eric Sandler in here next. And, you know, maybe you ran up your credit cards going to all the restaurants on his list. And how about this? We can help you lower your interest rate, save you money. You don't have to be a financial expert to do it. All you have to do is get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. You'll get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but the average is about 19% higher in some cases. Well, if you've got good credit, you deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what Lightstream does. You could save thousands in interest. You get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees whatsoever. Application fees, origination fees, transaction fees. None of that. No prepayment penalties. And the online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Football Thursday. We have a big star here. Let me use this one, by the way. Probably the biggest star in the city. The one guy I get asked about, I don't get asked about AJ, I don't get asked about Aaron, but anytime I go anywhere, what's Eric Sandler like?
Women are asking you this?
Women, men, crosses, everything.
They all like Eric.
Yeah, they all love Eric. And he dropped one of his best things we do all year on Culture Map today, his top 100 list. I looked for some nitpicking things. Damn good list, Eric. I'm sure your phone's blowing up from people saying, where the hell is this one? How could you put this one so low?
Thanks, Fred. I've had good and bad. A lot of people are really excited. This is
good and bad people on both sides. Yeah,
but it's still a tremendous list.
Bad,
it's the best.
AJ, you don't publish the list you want. You publish the list you have. That's how I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
No, this is the first time we've ever done a top 100 list like this. We have our Tastemaker Awards, and I write a list of best new restaurants every year and a list of new restaurants to try every month. But this is the first time we've presented a comprehensive, you know, people always love to ask me, what's your favorite restaurant? Well, now you know. This is the list.
Well, and when I first started looking at it, and by the way, it's on Culture Map right now. You can go. It's in the main spot, so go check it out. The 1 and 2 are my 1 and 2 in the city. No question. So I figure the rest of the list has to be good if you got the top two right.
Riel is number one. It's a place I've been going to basically since the week it opened. I just feel like it keeps getting better and better. Ryan LaShane is so creative, and he takes the whole menu seriously. I mean, the entrees and the appetizers, sure, but even the happy hour bites are good. He was doing these crawfish rolls earlier in the summer that were incredible. He rolled out Wisconsin-style butter burgers that have been a huge sensation. I mean, it's just, it's consistently excellent.
I think we've been there three times. We've had three different dishes. They were all good. And yeah, that one you well, get.
And he's Canadian, so your wife must love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what made her want to go there in the first place, is anything that's got any kind of Canadian connection, we have to try. But I loved it. It's fantastic. And then Nancy's Hustle, number two, which is, I've talked about a lot on the show. I love that place.
Yeah, another restaurant, consistent, and it just feels good in there. It's cool. It's a fun place to eat.
Yeah, it's so packed now. It's like we were going once a week for a while, and I don't think we've been in 2 months.
Man, I tried to go. It was like a rodeo weekend, and U of H was playing before the NCAA tournament. They had a big game, and I walked over there on a Saturday night, and they were like, "It's going to be an hour and a half."
Ooh. Even for Eric Sandler, an hour and a half?
Even for Eric Sandler was an
hour and
a half.
They don't see you and they're like, oh, Mr. Sandler.
They were like, we are really sorry. Normally we wouldn't do this to you, but look at all the people. Like, we can't.
Did they say, look, we've got a table safe for Allison Cook, I'm afraid. There will be no room for you tonight, sir.
And the bottle's already half empty.
Yeah.
And she's not even here yet.
Now, one of the things I did notice is you go through and you put the style of restaurant. The top seven are all new American. Is this a personal preference for you, would you say? Or is it coincidence?
Well, I think it's a combination of a personal preference and also just an assessment that those are the kind of semi-upscale, chef-driven places that are doing really great ingredients, really interesting preparations, exciting beverage programs. I mean, most of the sophisticated restaurants are probably like, and New American is such a catch-all that's just kind of how it breaks down.
One of the omissions, and maybe I missed it, but I didn't see 1/5 on there. Is it because of the way it's built, like the rotation thing?
Yeah, exactly. So 1/5 Mediterranean closed at the end of July. 1/5 Gulf Coast opened a couple of weeks ago. So it's really too new. I've been so busy trying to catch up to all the older places that I needed to kind of include on this that I haven't had a chance to go there.
Okay. So the Mediterranean place you did enjoy.
Oh, I love the Mediterranean place. If the Mediterranean place were still open, it would probably be a top 10 or 15.
Oh, okay.
And Chris, one of Chris Shepherd's other restaurants, UB Preserve, is 3.
Okay. That's pretty high.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the rest of the top 10, I'll give the people the top 10 real quick. If you want the other 90, you're going to have to, go to the website and check it out.
Yeah, I need the clicks. I got to get all the clicks.
Yeah, so go there, check out Culture Map. It's culturehouston.culturemap.com, but if you just do Culture Map, it takes you there because the Houston Culture Map is the greatest culture map. It's number one, and all other culture maps are number two. But his top 10 list is Riel Restaurant, number one, Nancy's Hustle, UB Preserve, which is on Westheimer, Theodore Rex, State of Grace, number five, Nobis, number six. That is a really good place, by the way. Tris, number seven. Kata Robata, number eight. I've not been there. I don't do Japanese.
You're not a sushi guy.
No. Wife loves it, but it's not for me. Hugo's, number nine. And Himalaya, number 10. So.
Now, for the average person, what's a good number of these restaurants to have tried? I was going through to see how many of these I've been to, and I consider myself sort of a food head, and I like to go out and eat at these restaurants, but even my number was very paltry, I feel. I'm not as cultured as you.
I would think people who go out regularly and read Culture Map and try new restaurants, I would feel anything good over about 25 or 30.
Okay, then I'm all right. And also I don't live in the proper I do live in the city, but not I don't live inside the loop. So it's
definitely inner loop focused.
Yeah. Now, personally, you know, you and I have many discussions, mostly about barbecue.
We do.
And I was pleased to see that Tejas in Tomball was number one on your list. And that's probably about as far outside of the city as you were willing to go with this list, right?
Yeah, I like Reveille is too far, I think, or like Bucks that just opened in Galveston, too far. So so the one of the fundamental principles I had sort of going into this was, if we're going to put a restaurant that's outside the Beltway on the list, it has to be really exceptional. And I just think what Tejas does is really incredible. Not just the consistency and the quality, but the creativity. I mean, chili relleno sausage alone, the smoked cheeseburger, I know you've had it. It's phenomenal. And their food just keeps getting better and better.
Did you have a hard time? Because, I mean, a lot of these restaurants are sort of high-end, upscale-type restaurants that have a certain atmosphere. Did you have a hard time figuring out where to start placing barbecue restaurants? Because obviously those are not upscale.
Yeah, I places that are more sophisticated, that have comprehensive beverage programs, that give really great service. I mean, you know, that's a higher level of refinement, and I wanted to recognize that, but also outstanding cuisine. And they're, you know, there is service at barbecue joints. I mean, if you've been to Tejas, they're super friendly. If you've been to Corkscrew, I mean, they're so accommodating. So, I thought the Teens was kind of about the right place to start recognizing that. And then you'll see other barbecue places kind of sprinkled through. I think there's 9 of them.
Okay. And there was one, was there only one pizza place?
Yeah, there's only one pizza place.
Look at you. Are you not a pizza guy?
I love pizza.
Are you saying Houston's a crap pizza town?
There are restaurants that serve pizza on the list, like Cultivari does pizza, Wits and Measures does pizza. But for dedicated pizzerias, I feel like there's a lot of places that are all kind of similar, and then Pizarro's that really stands out.
Okay. That is Eric Sandler from Culture Map. I just tweeted out the link.
So
appreciate you stopping in and talking the list with us. And, you've given me a new way to go to some restaurants. I'll be trying to check some of these off my list.
It's funny. I sent it to the wife, and she's already going through, okay, we haven't been to this one. Yeah. We have to go to this one and all this stuff. So you're having an impact out there.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate the support.
Anytime.
All right, man. We'll have to do this again. Well, I still want to get you guys into an in-depth barbecue discussion.
Yeah, as long as I get to call AJ an ignorant slut, I'm down.
What? What's that for?
It's just like a SNL thing. I just think it'd be really funny.
I don't think that's been done.
I didn't say I'm original.
Okay, well.
All right. Hey, check him out on Culture Map. And my guys over that do Culture Map Houston, and tell you what, Stevie D is the brains behind it. Eric is the heart and soul of it. And it's a really good site. Go check it out. He does a lot of great stuff on there. But this is my favorite thing that they've done, this top 100. So go check it out, and you can compare it to Allison Cook. That's what I would do. All right, guys. Football season is here tonight. It starts. Time to bet. Time to win. Time to get paid. MyBookie.ag. And, hey, you still got time to get in the Super Contest. I went in there, signed up for that. $100, your chance to win $100,000. That's right. All you have to do is pick 5 NFL games every week. If you're the best at the end, guess what? You're going to win. And that means you will have beaten me because I'm in there trying it. MyBookie has all kinds of prop bets. If you miss the start of the game tonight, maybe get home a little late, you can still jump in and bet. And nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And there's all kinds of sports books out there. Don't mess with those. I mean, part of the gamble with those is you may not get your money back. Well, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. That's just how it is. It's the place to go. Bet with the best at MyBookie.ag. And how about this? Sign up today. They're going to double your first deposit for new signups. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager. You can do it right now. Use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. My bookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So, we didn't get a chance to talk about Antonio Brown here yet. Your favorite player.
What a wild situation, right?
Incredibly weird story that apparently he almost came to blows with Mike Mayock. What did Mayock say? Antonio.
Yeah.
Anthonio, I'm not happy with you.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And now apparently it's like a possibility that if he's suspended, that he never even plays a game for this team.
Well, yeah, it comes out that his contract basically is, you know, they can, if they suspend him, they don't owe him the $29 million guaranteed. They can cut him. It's cost him $1 million. That's it. Bye.
Isn't that wild?
And before, and Texans fan, don't even start with, oh, should the Texans go out and sign this guy? If you paid attention to anything that's happened with Antonio Brown since last season, I don't care who your team is. You don't want any part of this clown. I think the only team out there that might be able to rein this crap in is the Patriots.
Yeah.
They might find a way to make it work. Otherwise, there's just no way. The guy is too much of a disruption. It doesn't matter what he does on the field. The rest of it's just, at this point, you're threatening to beat up the GM. Really?
It's an odd thing, but, you know, here's the thing. When you bring in guys like Antonio Brown, you bring in these guys who, Vontaze Burfict, who hasn't been a problem yet, but, I mean, the Raiders made it clear with Richie Incognito.
Yeah.
The Raiders have made it clear that they're not worried about team chemistry, it seems. But then when one of their guys is a little out of line, it's like, what are you doing? I can't believe this. It's very odd. I mean, and I don't think what Antonio Brown posted on Instagram was anything outrageous. Just pointing out that he was getting fined for something petty. I mean,
that doesn't bother me, but it's everything else. It's the damn feet thing, and it's, you know, I'm hurt, I'm not hurt. It's everything has to be drama. Everything has to be, look at me, I need attention. And when you're trying to do it for stuff off the field as opposed to what you're doing on the field, that's never a good sign. That's not a player I want on my team. So,
yeah, it's a it's an odd situation, but it's totally unsurprising.
And well, that's the thing. I'll give you a lot of room if you're good and he's good, but there's a point where you have to cut it off.
I also think Mike Mayock is in a weird spot where he's maybe trying to prove himself somehow, because everyone knows that the guy with all the power in that room is John Gruden. Yeah. I mean, that's the contract that he signed makes that clear. So maybe he's like wanting people to see, you know, a guy who's never done any kind of job like this, a guy they took from TV and the NFL network, and they're like, you're an NFL GM. If you're like, this, what the hell are the Raiders doing? Maybe it's his way of trying to be like, you know, this, I'm serious.
But he's not going to do that without Gruden saying okay. I mean, it's a puppet show. Gruden's got the strings on his back. He's moving him.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get it. He's here. We're talking about a guy who got a GM job off of TV, and he really wasn't very good at TV because he doesn't talk very well. But that's okay. He gets the job. You know, he's supposed to evaluate people. Great. Yeah, maybe you need to assert yourself. But this Antonio Brown's nuts. Yeah, the helmet stuff. I mean, come on. He's just nuts. And there's only so much crazy. It's just like, you know what? He's one of those really hot women. He's like a 9. And you put up with a lot because she's a 9.
Yeah.
But then you get to a level of crazy where you're like, screw this. I'll take a 5. I can't do this anymore. That's where he is as far as I'm concerned.
Lamont says, if one of your employees posted some internal business, you wouldn't have a problem. I mean, at that point, it's Antonio Brown's business. I mean, if Antonio Brown had just tweeted out, the Raiders are fining me $54,000 for missing some days in training camp, would that, I mean, does the picture really make that big of a difference?
I'm pretty sure I tweeted out our suspension letters when we got suspended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we probably posted it on Facebook back then. I don't know how much we were even using.
Yeah, it would have been Facebook. But he says, without knowing the context of the conversation, kind of a-holish to assume Brown was in the wrong. Maybe the GM crossline. Did we not just say that?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And by the way,
I think that, I mean, I don't know who's to blame.
But if you're asking me, do I want the guy on my team after all this? No, it's not just this. It's add up everything else. The fact that his name is on people's lips every single GD day and he hasn't played a down yet this season is a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that you consider that a-holish, Well, okay. That's you. But yeah, I if it were me, I'd be done with him. But I would have never hired Mike Mayock either, or John Gruden. Let's back the train up a little bit.
Right.
I think John Gruden, you hire TV guys. Everybody, oh, he's so smart on TV. It's because he doesn't have to put in the work anymore. A lot of guys come off great on TV. And coaches, I think, are the best analysts because they've seen a bunch of stuff. But when you're out of the game that long, it passes you by. It changes. Players change. And they know you as a TV guy. And I mean, he was a decent coach to begin with. And then you've been out of the game for that long. And then Mayock, you're pulling a guy off TV who's an analyst.
Yeah.
Who's been analyzing players. That's what he does. So, you know, I would have never hired those guys. But now that they're there, So
here's the other, like, kind of what Lamont was saying. What if one of my guys tweeted out or Instagrammed some internal business, would I be mad? And here's what it boils down to. How mad would I be if Lance, you know, I wrote up Lance for something, whatever. Lance posts that. Now imagine that my reaction to that determines whether or not Lance works here anymore. And that's what this boils down to. If they suspend Antonio Brown, he's not going to be a Raider. He's not. He'll probably never play a game for the Raiders. So is it worth losing Antonio Brown over him tweet? And by the way, how often do vets like this get fined? Like, how often does the team actually collect those fines?
Yeah, not very often.
Almost never.
Yeah.
So it already makes the Raiders look petty and cheap. I mean, Antonio Brown was dealing with a lot of stuff this offseason. Now, was a lot of it brought on himself? Sure.
Yeah. Well, most of it was brought on by himself.
But, I mean, you're $54,000. That's what you're going to, I mean, a guy that you've got how many millions invested in? It just doesn't make any sense to me to even complicate the relationship with something like that.
Well, this seems like basically a hothead weirdo player, an inexperienced GM trying to prove that he has a penis, and it blows up into this. But the reality is, same stuff was happening in Pittsburgh. And yeah, I at some point, a guy's not worth the trouble. I don't care how good you are. And yes, talent, you will take it a lot longer than you will a guy who's not any good. If this were Kenny Stills doing this, we wouldn't be talking.
Yeah.
He'd have been cut 2 weeks ago. Instead, it's a guy who has been one of the best receivers in the league, so he gets a lot more leeway. But at some point, you got to just say, screw this. So, but we talk about internal stuff all the time. Hell, John and those guys were talking about your meeting with them this morning.
Yeah.
You know, and so I guess it's a little different because, I mean, that's what we do. We talk.
Right.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, yeah, so I mean, I don't know who's to blame here. It's probably all of them. But I don't own the Raiders. So I don't get to hire the coach. I don't get to hire the GM. So I don't get to tell them whether or not they keep the player or not. But I just think the whole thing is silly. And, you know, there's fault on all sides. I'm not taking Antonio Brown on my team, though. I don't care who I am at this stage. You can have him.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you're willing to excuse a lot more if a guy's good than I am. I will.
Certainly.
I'll excuse a lot, but there's certain things. You get to a certain point. When you've had issues now with two teams back-to-back, force your way out of ones that where it's killing their salary cap to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted rid of him that bad. Now these guys want rid of you, and they haven't even had you for the season yet. Man, you got to look in the mirror. And yes, I'm sure Gruden and Mayock have something to do with it. But this is two teams now. And so, and the Steelers haven't had a big history of that with players.
No, they haven't. Like, so, and honestly, the Raiders, you know, having a problem with him isn't as concerning as the Steelers. You know, like if you can't figure out things in Pittsburgh, it's probably a you thing, but the Raiders, that's a bad organ. It's a poorly run, historically poorly run organization. So do I think that it's not easy to put the blame on Antonio Brown fully knowing that the Raiders are
right,
what they
right.
are.
But I mean, it's also one of those things where you put a bunch of turds together, you've got a toilet bowl full of turds. And in this case, I think there's very few teams in the league that could take this guy on and work with him. And the Raiders obviously aren't one of them. And I honestly don't see much beyond Belichick. And Belichick wouldn't put up with any of this nonsense.
No.
And he would just be, you know, he'd just be gone. So, all right, guys, I have to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. If you've been in an accident, somebody tweeted at me last night that a friend of theirs got hit by a Greyhound bus, and they needed Lawyer Dave's info. And I was happy to pass it on because that's what Lawyer Dave does. You've been in an accident, he's going to make sure you get taken care of. Those insurance companies, they have lawyers. Well, you need your lawyer. And doesn't matter what kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, if you have a doctor or hospital negligence, any kind of problem, then he's going to help you out. And if you think, oh, well, I can't afford to go to the doctor, well, if they take your case, you don't have to worry about that. They're going to handle all that. They don't charge for consultations. So you can call him right now. You got a legal question. If he can't help you, then he'll tell you. He'll pass you on to a lawyer who can if it's somebody who doesn't do what he does. Or if you don't have a case, he'll tell you that. That's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. He doesn't get paid unless you win. So that's the best part about it. No money up front. Based right here in Houston. And all kinds of ways to get in touch. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 is your number. Or hit him up at Lawyer Dave Law or LawyerDave.com. Or, again, if you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter and I'll get you all that information. Need a lawyer? Better it all, Dave.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So when I was walking in today, Jake Asman was walking in. He was bringing a football to put in the studio. It was a tiny football,
and it was still bigger than him.
It's one of those that, I mean,
why was he bringing a football in?
He had it at home and he thought it'd be cool to have it in studio because he's not really doing anything with it. But if you're gonna do that, shouldn't it be a regulation football and not one for a person with tiny little hands?
Well, also keep in mind he is a person with tiny little hands, so it sort of makes some sense.
So, oh well. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And that's all Antonio Brown deserves. What do you think about tonight's game?
My leans are, I like the under. I kind of lean to the Packers. I think maybe the demise of Aaron Rodgers has been a little premature. And I think that the Bears, they lost some guys on defense. They're not going to be as strong defensively as they were a year ago. And the secondary is still good. It's relative to most in the league. It's still a solid secondary, but it's not what it was a year ago. And part of what, obviously Khalil Mack he'll make your secondary look good. But they lost some quality guys and lost one of their quality guys to Green Bay. So Green Bay's defense, arrow up. Chicago's arrow down. I think that it's going to... I don't know if I want to be on Mitch Trubisky week one. So I lean to the Packers. It's not going to be a play for me, but I like the under.
Yeah, I'm not playing it. If I were going to be on a side, I guess it would be the Packers, but here's my concern there. I don't know if Matt LaFleur can coach.
Yeah.
What do we know about him? He worked for Sean McVay. That got him an OC job in Tennessee. How good was Tennessee's offense last year?
Not.
So,
but
and now he's a head coach. It's one of those quick jump things. It might work. It might not. From a betting perspective, I want to see what they're about before, because we didn't see anything out of them in preseason.
Right.
I want to see what they're about. And I do. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is in decline. I just think Aaron Rodgers is getting more and more injury prone. So long term, I don't like his prospects for the season. Tonight, though, if he's healthy, yeah. So I think outside of three, especially, I would lean that way. But I'm not ready to, not quite ready to throw any money at him just yet until I see what they've got.
Yeah,
if that's fair. 713-780 ESPN. Now, to get back to this one thing, though, there's like certain people at some point you have to punt on because they are what they are. Like, let me ask you a question. If Adele could keep a relationship, would we have ever heard of her?
Well, I don't know.
No,
I mean, she can sing.
Yeah, she could sing, but she wouldn't have anything to sing about.
Well, you could say the same thing about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, I'm using Adele because Adele actually has a nice voice.
What?
Jack, I don't know Taylor Swift songs, all right?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Taylor Swift is more famous than Adele.
Probably.
But she has more recognizable songs.
But look at it this way. Taylor Swift's probably more attractive.
Yes.
Okay, so let's look at it from that perspective. Adele.
Although, listen, okay. I like a thick lady.
Oh, no, I do too, but do you really think she'd be famous if she hadn't been dumped so many times?
Probably not.
No. No, so there's some people you just don't want to mess with, so don't date Adele.
Yeah.
All right? But Antonio Brown is Adele.
Okay.
Don't date her. Bad things will happen.
Yeah, but...
She's a hotter Adele.
But boy, she's talented.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can maybe have her play a season for you or a game, but you damn sure don't want her on your team. Because then she's going to write songs about you. That's the other thing. She's going to talk about you constantly. Yeah, the next Adele song, the breakup with AJ. I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be awesome. So.
Well, I don't know. I would say that you're looking at it as dating her, but the question is, how messed up of a person are you willing to have work for you when they're a great talent?
Well,
like, how much pain in the ass are you willing to put up with?
Well, he's beyond that for me. I mean, this is two teams now, so.
So, like, if you were the record label for Motley Crue back in the late 80s or early 90s, and they're tearing up hotel rooms, and you're like, dude, what are you guys doing? You're tearing up hotel rooms.
Yeah, but see, that's kind of what you want. You want that in rock and roll, though. You want them doing that kind of stuff. You don't want your wide receiver doing it. It's a different... That one doesn't quite work. It's close, but it doesn't quite work because...
Yeah.
I mean, you want Vince Neil killing a guy.
No, you don't want him to kill a guy.
That's what he did.
Yeah, but you don't
want
that.
And it made him more famous. Yeah, you want Def Leppard's drummer to lose his arm in a car accident. That makes him more famous. You sell more records. It's just like wrestling.
Yeah.
See, if this were wrestling, you'd love Antonio Brown. All right. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. And good point by... Let's see who I'm having a hard time keeping up with all the social media today, guys. Sorry, I'm doing the best I can. But Lamont retweeted someone who said Steelers PR and Tomlin did a great job hiding the real Antonio Brown. That may be too.
Yeah.
So, Not Dead Zed says Jennifer Aniston has been dumped a ton, and I'd still drive that thing till the wheels fell off.
Yeah, but from what I understand, hers is because she has horrible breath.
See, that's a big turnoff.
Yeah.
That takes you from a 9 to a 4 fast.
It's a game changer, man.
Yeah. Especially you come up and you get real close and you're having a conversation and then it's dead fish smell and you're like, 4.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. When you have to put up with her, everybody says, I want the hot girl. So, oh, man, I'll take her. And then you get her and you find out not only does she have bad breath, but, you know, she has moles that you can't see when her clothes are on. She's crazy. She basically tells you can't talk to your mom anymore because she hates your mom. She starts cutting up your clothes with scissors. She throws your guitar out a window. She takes fireworks and shoots them at your car. How long do you put up with that?
I don't know.
See, I'm probably out when they start cutting up the clothes, because that's a short trip from cutting up your clothes to cutting your thing off. And I really don't want to be any part of that.
But some chicks are so hot they're worth it.
No one's that hot. Not worth having your thing chopped off for.
Christian says, could all of this Antonio Brown mess be part of the Madden curse? I don't think so, because now that the new Madden is out, now the curse is on Patrick Mahomes. So I don't think, I think that Antonio Brown's curse year is over.
Maybe so.
I mean, he had plenty of problems last year, so it didn't go unwarranted. But I think you have to go, you have to say that, no, it's not the Madden curse's fault.
Space Ghost says, does the fish smell her breath? What are you smelling, Falcon? I'm just saying. I'm not saying where it came from. But if that hits you, and see, I can't smell very well, so if I do smell something.
Oh, you know it's bad.
Yeah, yeah. There's. I think I've talked about this before. Like, the only thing that I know I can smell is if you vomit, then I get it, and it makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, I can't smell stuff. If I smell it and it's that bad, yeah, that's maybe even a 3. I might knock her down to a 3 for that.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. You can't knock them down to a 3. Tri-Eagle. Mm. Yeah, Tri-Eagle. Tri-Eagle Energy. Guys, simple, honest electricity. That's what they're about. And it's hot outside. We know that. You want to be cool and comfortable inside, but you don't want to pay a crazy rate. You don't want to deal with spikes and rate hikes. No, you don't do that with Tri-Eagle. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks, just top-of-the-line energy plans. And if you're a Dynamo fan, they've got you covered. Tri-Eagle's the official energy provider of the Dynamo. Right now, you can enroll in their Power to Win plan. You'll get 2 Dynamo tickets, 2 T-shirts, and a shot at free electricity for an entire year each time the Dynamo win a home game. Tri-Eagle's also going to let you lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months. Avoid the rate hikes. Lock it in now. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks. No minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE or go to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN.